Welcome to the Grow My Officiant Business podcast. My name is Chad Muncy, and I'm delighted to have you on the show today. This is the podcast where wedding officiants, celebrants, and wedding business owners come to learn together and take their businesses to the next level. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grow My Officiant Business. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I'm going to have a quick episode and dive into something a lot of people have been asking. We just had a mastermind and I brought this up. It is the fact that you feel like your prices are not high enough to support yourself. Your prices are not high enough to actually create a legitimate full-time business out of your officiant business. And I want to explain what is happening, why that is, and how you can fix it. First of all, before we get started, hit the button, hit the bell if you haven't yet, so you know when the videos are coming out and so that you'll be connected to my channel and you'll be able to see me whenever you'd like. Also, if you haven't yet, go to the website, growmyofficientbusiness.com/playbook to get, where's it at? Right there. That book, which is 277 incredible pages of information on how to market your wedding officiant business and get to the next level. Also, we just started our membership and I'm adding trainings there all of the time. I'm adding templates so that you can use for ceremonies. Go to growmyofficientbusiness.com/membership-info, I-N-F-O, and you'll see that information there. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, let's go. So I want to introduce you to a concept, and I taught it last night and it went really well. A lot of people said that helped me a lot. So I'm going to teach it to you a little bit. As many of you know, I came out of the marketing industry. I had that background. I was in a corporate environment doing marketing on a high level. And I got out of that and started my own business. Years ago, I had a cleaning company, and that was a business that I built and sold, and then I started getting into wedding stuff. So when I got into the wedding industry, the officiant business, so to speak, I thought I knew a lot. I thought I knew more than everybody else because I had known in business and I had been in marketing. But as I observed, this industry was quite different than the other things that I had been in. And so I had to learn to navigate and figure out why this was like this. Why are these officiants charging so little and there's a huge group of them? Why are these officiants charging so much and there's a small group of them? But these are all like, you know, pros that are doing really well and have full-time incomes. So I thought I knew better. But I had a conversation one day, and I told everybody last night about this conversation. I had a conversation with a vendor, and he told me basically how booked up he was. We were talking and he's like, man, I stay booked, slammed. I have people on lists. And this is not a venue. This is a wedding vendor. This is a person that came to weddings just like if he was an officiant. Wasn't an officiant, but he was a vendor. And he told me that he was on people's lists because they wanted him so bad. He had to turn 3-4 people down a day. And I was like, how in the world are you so busy? So I started observing, and I love to sit and look and think and come up with ways and try these ways in my business and see if they worked. Sure enough, this worked. And let me tell you what worked. So I started observing, and I came up with this concept called perception segmentation. My pen seems to be running out of ink. Perception segmentation. Let me explain what this is. It sounds like something super fancy, but it makes sense. If you have a bride, let's say this is a bride, or it could be an angel, I guess, on top of a Christmas tree, but that's not it. So this is a bride. This is a wedding venue. And this, I'm going to try to draw it. It might look like a DJ, you know, what do you call it? A scratch thing? I don't know what it's called. Anyway, that represents a DJ. So perception segmentation is if you have a bride and she looks at you or your business, let's say you're the DJ. If she looks at you as a DJ, she has a perception of what your services provide. She also has a perception of what value you bring and how much that service is worth. Okay. Then the bride looks at you as a venue. These are all perceptions. They're built in based off of what people have studied and looked at, probably in Facebook groups. When she looks at the venue, she bases their service and understands in her own head what she thinks they're worth monetarily, what they bring to the table, so to speak, their service. So perception based on who's having that perception, it's segmented. So not the perception isn't the same based on, you know, everybody who looks at it. So when the DJ looks at the bride, his perception of that bride is, and you know, you've had the thought, either they're cheap or they like expensive things or they have big tastes, or you have this perception of them. When the venue looks at you as a DJ, the venue either thinks the DJ brings a lot to the table, or based on their experiences, that DJ stinks, or I don't like DJs anymore. I want them at my venue. Their perception. So obviously it's a very simple concept. Perception, segmentation. So when you understand that, that's the basis for everything else I'm getting ready to tell you. So there's perception, segmentation. It's segmented. Now, I asked the guy, the vendor, I was like, how in the world are you so booked up? Remember that question. And here's what he told me. He told me, let me on a little secret. I'm going to get to the secret in just a second. You understand that in Facebook groups, you're in Facebook groups, I'm sure, the wedding Facebook groups, you have somebody that puts a question, a bride that says, I need dot, 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 dot. They ask the question. What immediately happens the day they ask the question? Dozens of vendors get under that and say, me, ooh, pick me. I'm professional. I know what I'm doing. I'm the best. Or they're like, I'm the cheapest. So you have dozens of people that respond and want to do what that bride needs. And obviously she's going to go through her whole spiel and figure out who she thinks is the best and all that mess. Now, the secret is only about 6% of this list, long list, actually are true, honest professionals. I call them the elite segment. They're not elite because they're special. They're not elite because they are better than you. They're elite because of one thing, and that's the secret. The 6% don't care if they get this or not. They wouldn't mind getting it, but they're probably so booked up, they don't care. So what do we call the rest of those people? The rest that are not the 6% that answer and go crazy, pick me. Those I call, a lot of them, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but this is the truth in the wedding industry. They're the fly-by-nighters. You do not want to be a fly-by-nighter. Why? Because the fly-by-nighters try to budget themselves, and they lower their prices so much, and they're willing to skew their prices based on who they're talking to. They're willing to change their prices. And I hope you're not like this, but a lot of people get in and say, well, I'll do it for 1,000. Oh, I'll do it for 900. I'll do it for 800. And it keeps going down. They're going to lower their prices just so they can get the business. So you have mid-level pricers, budget pricers, and people who lowball themselves and their own businesses. So it's a sad situation. Now, everything that I've explained up to this point, I hope you've been listening. If not, you'll have to rewind this video because everything leads up to this point. The elite segment, the 6%, are in a whole nother category. They're in a whole nother tier. Can you see this? Yes. So in this tier, this segment are the people who price like their business is worth $1 million. They price, and they're so serious about it that they price like a real business. When you go into Louis Vuitton, I've never been in one. Maybe you have. Louis Vuitton products are not cheap. Their shoes, their pocketbooks, all of their stuff. So when you go into Louis Vuitton and you say, how much is this? They say, look at the tag on the purse. Holy moly, that is an expensive purse. What, can I get it for a lower price? Sir, look at the tag on the purse, and they kindly tell you that is how much it costs. They're not going to lower it. Their prices are based on several things that you have to understand to get this entire concept. So their prices are based on the quality that they provide, and they provide high quality, such high quality that there are people out there who can tell you which one's real and which one's not. I'm sure you know that. The profit that they desire. Now, as you know, they charge a lot of money, so they want to make more profit. They want to be a high-end company, and they've succeeded. And there's one more thing they price. Their prices are based on the area or the segment that they serve. So you have to look at three things if you're going to price to be in the elite or the professional tier that are going to run businesses and going to have successful full-time incomes and will be able to expand if they want, or at least relax and watch their business grow because they've built it all right. So here's how you have to price. Based on the quality that you provide, are you providing high enough quality? Therein lies that question. Are you? Are the tools and the systems and the advertisements, the website you have, the social media, is all of that pointing to the fact that you are a high quality vendor? What kind of profit do you want to make? If you're pricing yourself low, you don't want to make a profit, because after you've spent your time on a project, you don't have any money left over to make profit. Everything's gone to paying yourself hourly. And you're like, well, I thought that's what I was going to do. Well, you're not paying yourself enough hourly if you're struggling. And then the area or the segment you want to serve. Do you want to serve high-end couples? Do you not care? Do you want to just serve anybody who's going to talk you out of your price? No, I hope not, because you won't grow in your fishing business. So you have to price based on the area or the segment that you want to serve. Now, I'm going to go ahead and grab this book, because I've brought this up many times, but in this book, there is a method that I teach called the prices method. And it teaches you, it actually walks through, the chapter walks you through on how to price to be in that elite or that pro tier, to actually be a professional wedding officiant as a full-time business. And I'm going to go ahead and show you a little bit. Even if you don't have the book, you'll be able to understand what I'm saying. So what is the prices method? Each one of these letters stand for something, and they teach you exactly how to price a specific service or product that you're selling. You're an officiant, so you're selling a service. Sometimes you might be selling a package. Sometimes you might just be selling an elopement package or a sign-and-go or the large ceremony package you have, or maybe you even have a package where you set up an arbor and you have like a micro wedding. I had a micro wedding package. So how do you price that specific package? You base your prices and you go in this order. So P stands for perceived value. Number two, research the market. Invested time, calculate costs, structure. Hopefully you can read all of that. Number one, what's the perceived value of the product or service? What's the perceived value of that package you're trying to price? What do you think, based on the perceived value and the segmentation that I talked about, what do you think brides and grooms in your area will allow you to price this at if the market research is correct and if the quality of your package equals that? What's the perceived value? So to do that, you have to research the market. Go into your market and look at packages that are similar to the package that you're putting together. Look at 3 to 5 different people that are around you that are the same quality as you are, and see what those prices are. Now remember, you want to be the higher end. You want to be the professional that have prices that can support you. 3, you have to cover your time. What is the time that you're investing? 4, based off of the perceived value, the research that you did in the marketplace, and the invested time, then calculate the costs for that package. Then after you calculate the costs and you've covered these, you must take that number and you have to add the profit. What earnings do you want to make? What profit do you want to make? And you have to make sure that there is profit in there. And once you take all of these things, and the book in that chapter walks you through it, then you can set your price structure. If you are following this when you're pricing, or if you've been doing this for a while and your prices are too low, they're not supporting you, then you need to price just like this based on the prices method. If you do that, and then you do the other things that we talk about, all of the marketing correctly, and you market yourself based on the quality that you are and the quality that you desire to give to the couples, then you can then be in that top tier. But hopefully today you understand a vital concept that will help launch your business and increase your revenue, especially if your prices are too low. If your prices are too low, you've got to make sure that things match up with that higher end price if you're going to raise your prices. And all that takes is a little time and effort and work to look at your wedding officiant business from a 10,000 foot level. And if you can see the little pieces and you know that they need work, make a list and start working on those pieces. Make that business that from the outside looks like an absolutely incredible business. And it's easy to do for wedding officiants because it's based on the content you put on your website and your social media, the quality of the pictures that you take, and then the quality of work that you do. So work on presenting and having incredible ceremonies. Make sure they're written greatly and you know how to orate and speak well at ceremonies like that, okay? So make sure you can speak well at ceremonies and that you're confident, your ceremonies are great, you have great pictures, your marketing is good, and then set your prices higher so that you don't fit in to this tier. This tier, the prices are all over the place. They're all over the place and people will go down and subtract and they're everywhere. You don't want to fit into this tier. You want to fit in to this tier that offers this and charges that, and people will pay you if everything else lines up. I hope this helped a lot. I know this seemed like I was preaching at you, but I just wanted to teach you this little lesson that we had in our mastermind, and people said it helped them. So hope it helps you somehow. Thanks so much for watching Grow My Officiant Business. If you haven't, go get my book, Wedding Pros Playbook. It is at growmyofficientbusiness.com/playbook. That's it. Go join the membership, growmyofficientbusiness.com/membership-info. And I will see you again real soon. Have a great day. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. That helps us so much as we grow. I hope you have a great rest of your day.